Down to right in continuation of the visit with Mark and Cookie. I think he's gone now. This Monday at supper, the 1st of November, 71. Channel 1 right, channel 2. Channel 2 right in continuation of the visit with Mark at supper, the 1st of November, 71. Channel 2 right in continuation of the visit with Mark, supper, Monday, the 1st of November, 71.
Is that enough?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I got a tractor to put in there. You got a light in that shed?
You don't need to worry about that. Is that set out?
Is that okay?
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to rain. Yeah.
No, Mark, I'm trying to, I use some fairly difficult material, but I try not to approach it in a difficult way. But the way I start out the literature courses now is with Mark Twain's Roughing It. It's sort of travel. Mm-hmm. And what he does is report what he sees. And from that I go to Ms. Rawlins' Cross Creek, which is also prose, and she's talking about true people, what she saw, her experiences over there. Now, she doesn't have Mark Twain's light touch, but she knows more than he does about the subject she writes about, so that her method is a little bit more substantial.
See,
I'll
read her book, because I haven't.
So what you do, you see, you sort of balance them, and enables you to see the experiences, and neither one of them, you see, think. They don't indulge in thought. Yeah. No abstractions, no statements of opinion to speak of. If they are, they're just incidental. The experience almost speaks for itself. Now, you see, then I'd go from that into something just a little past that. And eventually, the finest thing in this kind of, that I've been able to handle,
mm-hmm.
is that thing of Faulkner's The Hamlet.
Mm.
But you see, I'm dealing in fiction, except I don't read it as fiction, I read it as an experience.
Mm.
That he's reporting something that he knows about. That's where I read the Hamlet. So,
yeah.
I don't.
Well, you these people, I guess you indicated earlier that you kind of get someone started, and then you move out of the way.
Try to keep out of the way.
Yeah.
Try to.
And these are what these authors do. And is that what you mean by not thinking? Is you're not thinking about what you can do, except to start things off. And then you move out of the way and thinking.
Well, I work with them all
the time.
Or the
concentration is on the other person.
Mm-hmm.
The other person is on the other. Maybe that's true to some.
Well,
I'm not sure.
Let me tell you. You see, we live in a different world. Mm-hmm. And I have tried from time to time to enter yours, and it always injured my mind, you see. And my mind not near as good as it used to be, because I've spent month after month getting into material like this. I didn't know what about it. And it was
a real mind trip,
it got
as the young people say.
It got me. And sometimes I did it in another language.
Hmm.
You talking about it, that will get you, see. Well, I'm telling you.
That sort of thing in another language, yes.
You know, that's why I suggested to you to start with, and you said you didn't want to get it in your cell, you see,
mm-hmm.
when you first came out here. But all I meant to say was, just a few pages, and you don't have to read the whole shebang, you see, just a few pages in several of these.
Yeah, I'm going to expose myself.
Will show you, kind of, the approach.
Yeah.
And you see, my assumptions would be different for you, but that doesn't hurt anything, you know.
Mm.
You see, I work from the assumption that, you see, there's an inquiry, but no answers. If there were an answer, it would be awfully dull. If you could answer an inquiry, it would be worse than not knowing. And you see, I'd like to take position, but I've never got a hold of anybody, you see, that would talk to me in my terms. See, he could do it, but I can't use his terms. I'd like to consider religion as something without content. The thing that balls it up, you see, is Elijah. Once you mix it with content, you're gone. Because the vast number of people, you see, can't handle content. They have no conception of it, see. People like Cookie are at home in that experience. See, you get out of that experience, and somebody else has to do the talking. That's the way most of the world is. So that you can't have actually religion with content.
But you know, we have something little in common, Cookie. A few things that we can say about ourselves and he can say about himself. I think we genuinely have find it shared. You know, when he's talking about, as he did this evening, about not being permitted to do things because he doesn't have certain diploma, certain degrees. We can understand that, and we can see that that would be a problem, and we could put ourselves in his shoes, though. We're so unfortunate as to have degrees. Nevertheless, we can put ourselves in his shoes and see that this is a pretty ornery sort of thing.
He can't put himself in our shoes.
That's
we have to do the adjustment.
In every case.
Now that's the one thing you see you get out of college is you can if you will. You don't necessarily do it. You kind of get the faculties where you can.
Yeah.
You can look at it from somebody else's point of view. He can't do that.
No.
Yeah.
But we had to study it to know.
Yeah, that's a little gear, you know. That's a little shift that they don't, any of them have. But they got so many fine things. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. And Suzanne can see it. Oh, she can see it. It's just marvelous. She can talk it, she can write it. But she doesn't, because she gets hung up on all this colonial history and stuff like that.
Well, I bet you Cookie sees things, you do some things that Cookie's doing. You talk about cows, Cookie can talk about cows, because that's part of Cookie's experience. When I talk about problem with people who use a difficult language, Cookie, I think, understood what I was talking about. And I think he appreciated that, because I think he may have occasionally heard someone over TV or pick up a book, and the language is just need not be used. It could be the way he wants to. It could be simple. And I think Cookie saw that.
Now, didn't he pick that up and told that story of Mr. Late?
Yeah.
Wasn't that amazing?
Right.
Well, I'll be damned.
Wasn't that amazing?
So he grasped my world.
Well,
he saw into my world.
And put it into experience.
Right.
He did it right there.
This is something I've had. Let me tell you what I have in common with you. There's something different, but there's something very...
But he doesn't make transitions, you see. You labor your transitions.
But, yes, he did.
I don't think it's too amazing, is it, that people can have something in common with you and me, even though they have not been to school?
Well, the light touch he had, and Mr. Lake, he says, you haven't been to college. And that's all he said.
Yeah, that's all I needed to say.
You see, I just stood there and cut myself. This thing here,
It's a good knife, I told you.
Yeah, I love that.
Well, good.
Point. But when I get to stand there cut myself, you see, I'll do that, you know, and first thing you know, I'm just gone. Hey?
Yeah.
What is Mark coming back out here?
Okay.
And you know, I'd give anything to get out there and work with them goons. I would give anything to do that.
Work with them goons?
Grooms.
Grooms. Oh, yeah.
I'd give anything to do that.
Oh, I'm very excited about that.
You see, they won't work with me at my age. They won't, you see, they won't take me on.
So
you got to be young.
Yeah, well, they may not work with me.
Oh, yes, they will.
Oh, yeah, I'm very excited.
I don't know them all out there. I know Bill, if he's still out there.
Yeah.
He's,
Oh. Bill?
Oh, man, life. And, that woman out there, now you talk about moving, she can move. Oh, yes.
Is some woman who grooms?
She runs the place.
Oh, Miss Davis?
Miss Davis. Dynamo, and she's just as interesting as she can be. And you talk about telling her what happens, she can tell you. Oh, I just love to be out there and listen to her.
Yeah.
I just listen to her. I'd like to hear her bark at me.
Yeah.
Oh, she can bark at you. You just be stupid and let her bark at you.
I usually am stupid until I learn the
rules
of the game. Well, another person goes about things.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Can enjoy it.
Well,
she's got a gift of language. She has. Now, I don't think it takes much to get it going.
Well, you might as well cancel an appointment.
Bring it in here where you see. Sit down there where the light is, where you can see.
Oh, let's see. Yeah. Irvin.
Follow there.
Yeah. Will you see? On past McIntosh, on down to past Orange Lake,
mm-hmm.
And there's a, on top of a hill up there, there's a Marion Market on past Orange Lake, and it's on the left, and then you turn left there to Irvin, it's Irvin,
okay.
And it's just a little bit down till you come to Sunshine Stud,
okay.
The horse farm, and she'll either be up at the barn or down at that house as you go in, you
okay.
Turn in. And ask for, and she knows you're coming.
Oh, what?
And
thank you very much.
And she'll be there at 7 o'clock.
This is really.
And you'll start work at 7 o'clock, and I don't know what your time off is going to be.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll just
yeah.
Feel
but
my
the thing
way.
About
yeah,
it is, now we had, yeah, we hadn't. You're not through with us.
No, I'll give you a ring and try to get down here and.
Well, you
see
what
you.
You see what you. What you.
I'll have to see what my schedule is, right?
And you'll also have to work late in the afternoon, late in the evening, lots of times.
Yeah, okay.
Because, you know, horses have to be fed. And,
oh, this is
but,
fantastic.
She's looking forward to having you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, hell, babe, don't make it polite. Oh, wow.
She's going to work the socks off of you.
Yeah.
Look out. She's tough.
Well, I just feel my way to see what it's like, you know.
Now, don't go around. Nothing will be said about any degrees or anything else.
That's good.
And nobody else down there. So you just...
Well, I usually let people know there's no talking about degrees.
Don't even mention degrees.
Right.
You barely got through high school.
As far as I know, I just had trouble with college, and that's all.
Now, you won't hear any talk like that.
That's good. Okay, well, thank you very much, Faye. I get in contact with you pretty soon after I'm with her. Maybe a couple days. I'll be ringing up to tell you what it was like.
Come by here, Maya.
Yeah, come by.
Well, my dear, tomorrow or the next afternoon.
Finish that strand down there.
Yeah.
Will do. I've got the uppermost strand to get on the last.
All right.
Okay, doke.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you very much.
General Do Right, around 200 or 300, and the end of the visit with Mark this Monday, the 1st of November, 71, Monday at supper, 1st of November, 71, Channel 2 Right, around 200 or 300, and the end of the visit with Mark this Monday at supper, the 1st of November, 71.